Good morning out there in Taxi Land. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and Mike is here, and we have Carolyn on today, and she's always a very interesting partner for the show.
Yeah. Okay, hi, everybody.
Okay. So where should we start? Carolyn, what's new?
Well, I just want to ask Mike a question. If he worked last night, was Gay Day payday?
Gay Day was a little light last night. I didn't have the opportunity to get into the West Village as as is usually the case. So I started out at Kennedy Airport, and I thought there'd be a lot more people coming in on the plane, but I did have a few suspects for what I thought was the gay parade coming in at Kennedy Airport. And I'd just like to say that the dispatchers at Kennedy Airport, if I may vent, these dispatchers are not hired by the yellow cab industry. They're hired by a vendor that makes a deal with the Port Authority. And I've had a lot of passengers lately who are afraid to talk to the dispatchers because they're so, like, raw and rude. Forget about the yellow cab drivers. And there's this constant bashing of our business. And I think the problem is a lot of these passengers, they think that the yellow cab business has something to do with the taxi dispatchers at Kennedy Airport, which we should, but we don't. So I'm just wondering when that's going to stop. But anyway, the issue at hand is Gay Day is today. I'm going to be out there, doing a light fandango in my cab because it's a huge payday. Yes, Gay Day is a payday. I must confirm.
Yeah, because it looked pretty busy yesterday in the downtown area, and starting in the late afternoon, because there were millennials standing on corners, stamping their feet, saying, "I'll have to call an Uber now," because they couldn't get a cab.
Let me tell you something.
Sometimes I try to help them.
See, but now we have to make it a five-hour show if you're going to talk about millennials.
So okay, I'm done. I'm done.
My little homage about millennials is Abe always says, "Oh, we need everybody." He's like, "No, that's the one thing I like about Uber is they've sucked away all the millennials from the taxi business."
Oh no, you were the first choice.
No problem.
You were the first choice yesterday because I bet it was surging.
Oh yeah, well these are what not only is it surging, but they also have a thing with the millennials. If they're drunk or on drugs or something, they're afraid to have their precious little star rating affected by Uber. So if they get drunk, or if their friend is drunk, or if a friend in their group is drunk, they go back to the yellow cab.
Right.
And the yellow cab legally doesn't have to pick up drunks. This is the craziest thing.
But at least you have plastic seats, so if anything bad happens.
I had a report the other day from... I had a report the other day from one of our followers, that all the yellow taxis were busy and all the Ubers were empty.
Ah.
Good.
And I'll tell you something else. I had a guy, I was right by the taxi commission. I don't know how I wound up there. What they call it, the world famous Fauci building, which nobody's ever heard of in Long Island City.
Yeah.
And apparently the taxi commission, instead of taking tens of millions of dollars and buying their own building, they've leased space in the world famous Fauci building.
Well, that way they could be closer to Uber and Lyft and Get, who are also in the same building.
That's right, Callan. This is our Cub reporter, Star reporter. You've promoted from Cub to Star reporter. I picked up a guy. A guy's hailing me. I said, "Man, this guy's not going to get it." He goes, "Can you take me somewhere?" I said, "Can I take you somewhere?" Did you narrow it down a little bit? I said, "Well, I guess." He goes, "I say, yes, please. I don't know what to do." And the Fauci building, there's no mass transit. There's no bus. There's a parking lot that has a flat rate of $15 one way or the other. It's not even an hourly. It's like, how much is the parking? $15. Okay, so he gets in, and he goes, "I'm an Uber driver." And as soon as he says, "I'm an Uber driver," smell starts kicking in, and he looks like something out of a wanted poster. He hasn't shaved, he hasn't bathed, and he goes, "I have to get my card," because he's TLC, they're a bunch of bastards, the TLC. I said, whoa, what happened? He goes, "They made me get my car inspected." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "That's a lot of money." I was listening to the follow-up story, he's like, "Oh yeah, so what happened? You had to bring it?" He said, "What do you mean?" No, so finally, he was mad because he had to get his car inspected. So he thought he'd just, like, get his car and drive. So eventually I had mercy on him, and I gave him, like, a 40% discount, which is more than Uber takes, I must say, But, I took him where he was. But the smell from this guy, and apparently that's a thing where these Uber guys aren't making money. and they have to sleep in their Uber cars, and they're pretty ripe. I mean, who needs coffee if you have an Uber driver?
That's right. What I always say. Right. Yeah, that Fauci building is also very close by to all the leasing companies that will lease you a black car or sell you a black car to drive for Uber, Lyft, or Get. And I saw that one of them, whose name I won't mention, is trying to unload fleets of their cars, like little mini fleets, like five cars at a time, to the drivers.
Oh, really?
And they're telling them, don't worry, you'll have your little business going with the five cars, and we'll help you find drivers.
Right. Yeah. Well, can they give out like a free, if they gave out a free bar of soap with every car, that'd be great. I mean, I'd chip in for that.
Yeah, they should have some showers in the Fauci building, maybe. That would be...
yeah,
you can get water. I think it was in the Get office. You can get water, but no showers.
Water?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, you could pour the water over your head and take a bath.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's a family show, Abe. Take it easy,
okay? Okay, so listen...
Speaking of Uber, there is now a tipping option for their passengers to give the driver a tip. And I guess that would extend to all of the app companies. I'm not sure. I guess Lyft. But I read something on the uberpeople.net website that said the passengers won't be able to tip unless they first rate the driver. And something only like 38% of their passengers bother to rate the driver. And of those who bother to rate the driver, it's usually to complain about the driver. They're probably not going to give him a 5-star. So how likely would that person be to tip anyway?
I thought they all rated them.
No, you don't have to. It's like if you call Time Warner or Verizon and they say, stay on the line and answer 10 questions, most people usually hang up, right?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I just want to say, leave it to Uber to find some kind of loophole, right?
Yeah. I thought when they added a tipping option, that it would be like for people who were about to tip over from the smell of the driver. I mean, that's what I thought. No?
I think their lack of tipping probably affected our tips, but I'm not sure about that. I mean, I've had some people say things to me like, well, I only tip cabbies $1.
Yeah. No, I've seen that.
And then they get confused with the 50 cents and the 30 cents. They say, you know, the MTA fee, the disabled fee. They think that's part of the tip. Of course, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, with those surcharges, are you still getting cash tips, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. There's so much mumbo jumbo on the meter for these people. I mean, the base fare is on the left, then it says 1.80 on the right, and then there's a toll. And a lot of the tolls now, another problem with coming in from Kennedy Airport, is they have this new electronic tolling where there's cashless tolls. Two things. First of all, it's a 50-50 shot that it's going to physically go on the taxi meter for display, and then it'll go on the monitor, which I've had that conversation. The other thing I'm wondering about, how is the cashless toll booth going to rat out people who are drunk or on drugs or beating someone up or kidnapping someone if there's no human to see this car going through the toll booth? So basically it's been good news for drunk drivers throughout the city because now there's no human at the toll booth. I don't know if they have cashless or, you know, eye in the sky thing going on, but it's really horrible for the drunk driving situation. And I wonder when they're going to address that. Probably never, but we'll address it here. Go ahead.
According to Uber, you don't have to worry about the drunk driver situation because their drunk drivers are going to drive around all the other drunks.
Yeah, they'll do circles around them, or what they usually do is just jump over the guardrail at 4 a.m.
Listen, Uber is imploding. The news all over the place is nobody wants to work for them anymore. Nobody's getting into their cars anymore. They've lost a lot of customers, and you know, so let's leave Uber die peacefully, okay?
Never. For now. I want them to suffer.
Right. And Carolyn, you wrote something about in an email to me about Polly Trottenberg's math error.
Oh, yes. The Department of Transportation Commissioner. He was at the congestion hearing that the Transportation Committee held a couple of weeks ago. And she stated that And she was very careful to attribute this to the TLC. She said, according to the TLC, there are 55,000 app cars on the street. And that's wrong. There's over 80,000. I know because I counted them. I went on the TLC website. I looked up the trip reports, base by base. I counted them, and then I looked at a list of bases. And there's over 80,000 cars out there, and they're all working with apps. It doesn't matter if they're a livery car or a black car or a luxury car. They've all got the app in the car. Mm-hmm. So my point is she doesn't know where we are now, if you think there's only 55,000 cars out there. So how can you make decisions and plan policy for the future if you're wrong? You don't even know where you are.
Right. If you're starting from a foundation of being wrong about everything, this is the problem, you know? Say no offense, Ms. Trottenberg, but you're wrong about everything. So that's kind of like my
view. She's wrong about her numbers. She's wrong about her numbers, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. And that's not even counting all the illegal cars, you know, the cars with straight plates, the cars with Pennsylvania plates and Connecticut plates. You know, there's a guy in the front driving and one passenger in the back. You know, I mean, it's obvious, you know, he's a for-hire vehicle, but he's not registered with the TLC.
Right. Well, the one thing that's making me crazy now with this whole Travis resigning deal, which I think is long overdue, because I don't know, I would love to know the parachute he got. I mean, if he walks away from Uber with about $8 billion in his pocket and he's 40 years old, I mean, poor Travis. You know, but moving forward, I mean, the one thing I liked about Travis is every now and then he had this little habit of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes, he's our best friend.
He was our best friend, and now they might get some corporate geek in there who actually really knows what they're doing, and it'll be the end of us. So, I mean, and I've looked at our side of the industry. There's probably about maybe 20 people in the taxi business in leadership positions who know what they're doing. The rest of them are, a lot of them are just like little rich kids who've inherited everything and don't care. So this is what we're up against. And I just hope moving forward we can rally the troops and start listening to the people who know what they're doing and start ignoring the people who don't know what they're doing, which is historically not the way we do things in this industry. Carolyn, how's your medallion doing?
Well, it's out there working.
It is working. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not wheelchair accessible for another 2 years, I think. And according to what I heard at the TLC a few weeks ago, they may give people hardship exemptions so that they, if the car can still pass inspection, you might be able to keep it on the road. But I don't know how that figures in with the wheelchair accessibility. Because they want half of the cars to be wheelchair accessible. And if you keep an old car on the road that's not accessible, I don't know how that works. But I guess we'll have
So for the folks at home, you got a car on the road. Now they want you to put a wheelchair on it. What does all that mean? Just for the people who don't know anything listening in.
Well, it means
you own go ahead.
If you're leasing out your medallion, like me or Abe, you might have a very difficult time finding a driver. That seems to be the big stumbling block. And if you're lucky enough to find a driver through a leasing agent, generally they pay you maybe $300 less a month.
Mm. Wow.
And you're already getting paid half of what you used to get paid or even less.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, nobody can predict the future. And, you know, with Uber imploding, and people finally realizing that they should have never left the yellow cabs, okay?
Right.
Pinch me if I'm wrong, okay? But it's possible that the numbers that you just quoted may start going back in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
You mean numbers of cars on the road?
No, numbers of how much money you're getting for your medallion.
Well, hopefully. But with 107,000 cars out there, there's just not enough work for anybody, I think.
Wait, so how many cars are out there? Back up, whether you just said
I think there's 107,000 cars out there, counting the greens, the yellows, the livery, the black cars, and the luxuries.
Wow. So basically, I'm glad I'm kind of on point with that, because I just said it like to be nasty. 100,000 cars, but there are literally over 100,000 for-hire and taxi vehicles, of which only about 25% of those 100,000 drivers want to drive yellow cabs. So this is what the taxi commission has done. So basically, 3/4 of the taxi and limousine commission drivers want nothing to do with driving a yellow cab, whereas it used to be the other way around. Everybody used to love driving a yellow cab, and that's amazing.
Right, you'd have to shape up in the garages. You know, if you didn't prearrange in advance, you'd have to wait for a car. Sometimes you didn't get a car.
Wow. You know, that's the other thing that makes me crazy is you would think that there'd be some overture from these. What about the black car companies? Carolyn, have you heard anything about these black car companies? Because if we are annoyed by Uber, I can only imagine what the devastating effect they've had on them.
It's interesting. When I look at the trip records on the TLC website, you can see a lot of these black car companies, the car is doing 2 or 3 trips a day through that base. So the rest of the time, I have to assume they're working with apps, or they're, you know, picking up illegally, or maybe they're just going to the grocery store. I don't know what they're doing, because they're doing a lot of miles. Because according to the last Shaller report, they're doing more miles than we're doing on a daily basis per car. So I don't know what they're doing.
Nobody knows.
They're just driving around, as you say, at 2 miles an hour.
Well, you know, it's like me. The doctor said I need to get more exercise, so that's probably good. I guess that counts as exercise. You know? But what do you call it? Now, where exactly, specifically, for the cabbies and the other people listening at home who think we're just, like, poo-pooing the information, where specifically can you find all this stuff you're talking about, Carolyn? Please, let us know.
New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission.
Right. Which, NYC, the website for the Taxi Commission.
Yeah, I went to it so many times. Well, it's actually an icon on my computer.
I believe if you go to nyctaxinews.com.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, that I have on the menu a TLC statistics page. Okay, is that the page you're talking about, Carolyn?
And you also have a link that just goes to the TLC, I think, on your front page on the left side.
And then there's, you know, you can go to the statistics page also directly, on the menu.
Right.
Okay. So, or you go to industry notices. So you got to go to, check out, all of these numbers. They're there.
There's a lot of stuff on that website. Yeah. It's like reading the Bible. Yeah. Every time you look at it, you find something new. I actually found that they did a whole study on safety, violations, and deaths caused by black cars, base by base, in 2015. Uh-huh. I think something like 5 in the 7 deaths were associated, I won't say caused, with Uber bases, and then they stopped doing that study. You can find it if you go to Vision Zero. It's somewhere in there on the TLC webpage. And it also says on each page, base by base, all the Uber bases, it says on the top right-hand corner, on-demand service. Doesn't say prearranged. It says on-demand.
On demand, which is a street hail.
There's an interesting article in today's Daily News. Let me see if I have it here. The article says disrupt the disruptors. Uber's comeuppance. Is the moment for the U.S. to finally start regulating the so-called sharing economy. And in this article is a paragraph where they declare, Uber took the extreme, fighting all forms of regulation everywhere. It basically what they're saying is, let's face it, Uber is just another taxi company. Okay, and they should abide by all the rules that the taxi companies have. Okay,
that would mean they have to buy medallions.
So, that would be in their right of business.
Either they have to buy medallions, or they have, or they only have to take prearranged calls.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's face it, they're not a taxi cab. Okay, that paid $1 million or somewhere around there, be it, when you bought the medallion, okay? It could be anywhere from $500,000 to $1.3 million.
Right.
Okay? Okay, right. And they should either buy medallions, okay, which they're not, okay? You couldn't support all those cars with medallions. because there's not enough business out there. Okay.
Right.
And let's not forget that there's still 1,600 medallions sitting, waiting to be auctioned.
Right. New York City is short of money, as usual.
Right. From 2014, I think I'm
looking at 40. Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. I got about $47 on my table right here. I'm wondering if I can make a bid on one of those new TLC medallions.
Yeah. You should come to the next meeting.
I'm going to make an appointment. Dave, you know me. I'm right on point with those TLC meetings. Yeah, I'm going to ask about that.
And empty your pockets.
Right.
I'll bring a
bag of soda cans. How about that? I'll bring a shopping cart filled with soda cans.
Right.
You know?
Right. Mirazoshi's a free market girl. That's what she keeps saying. You know,
I think I've always had this confusion. So now I know what Chairperson Yoshi of the Taxi Commission is saying when she says she supports the free market. What she means is that all the drivers should work for free.
That's what I'm guessing. And that's essentially what happened.
Yeah,
I mean, I've had friends ask me for the last 30 years, why can't I get a cab whenever I want, any time of the day or night? And I would explain to them, well, if there were enough vehicles out there so that that could be happening, there wouldn't be enough business for everybody. But see, now, with 107,000 cars on the road, the passengers have been conditioned to press button, get car, press button, get car.
Mm-hmm.
And which brings us to the question of what is the taxi industry? What is its purpose? Is it to provide, you know, MTA-priced rides to millions of people every day? No, that's not its purpose. Its purpose is for rich people to get around, middle-class people in emergencies, special occasions, and backed up by very good public transportation. That's how a civilized, developed society would handle their transportation needs. But that's not the road that we're on now. I mean, we're neglecting the subway, the buses, the roads. We're privatizing housing projects. We're privatizing schools that will be paid for by the government through charter schools. I think it's part of a larger trend of the government abdicating its responsibilities. I read an article that New York City pension funds are short something between $45 billion and $160 billion. Because when they had good years, when the stock market did well, they didn't fund it properly. And they did the same thing in New Jersey. I'm sure they did the same thing in Connecticut. You know, and it's like now it's all coming to a head. You know, you got all these problems with the trains and, you know, the commuter trains. I mean, it's terrible. And how are they going to solve this problem? Probably more vans. The city council passed a van bill the other day. Actually, I think they passed it in January. And now there's a bill kicking around in New York State, the same thing, to legitimize vans. And it says they won't have to have prearrangement, they won't have to have a manifest, have meetings with the neighborhood people to find out if it's even necessary to have a van line in the area. So essentially, they're freeing up the industry. I think there's about 300 vans now. There could be 700. That's how many permits there are. And at any time, Polly Trottenberg can say, I see a need. We're going to have another van line. So theoretically, she could do this on Park Avenue if she wanted to, or anywhere.
Oh, my God.
You know, and these vans will be hailed with a hand.
Hailed?
Yeah.
Well,
or maybe on a phone.
Let me just say one thing. Perhaps there'll be a need for... come on, Mike. You know, don't do that. Let me talk, all right?
Sorry.
All right?
I'm sorry.
Perhaps... they will see if there's actually a need for these vans, and I believe they want to limit them in numbers. Okay, then there should be a medallion situation here, okay, where they would have to buy medallions to get in.
Well, why now? You know, actually, he's been sitting in the sidelines listening to this whole thing, and the bell went off. He's just given us a diamond of information, Abe and Carolyn. Why doesn't the Taxi Commission give the option of hacking up a dollar van for yellow cab drivers?
Right,
if you could
be
a yellow, you know, why don't we say, okay, well, we need X amount of things for street hail. We're going to give you the option. Do you want a yellow cab or do you want to have both with a van?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For your, it would be interesting to see how that would work, you know? I mean, because theoretically, if you got 12 people in a van, that's $60. And if you're doing $60, whatever the mass is, in half an hour, yeah, then you got something going. But it's mind-numbing.
Yeah, actually, one of the owners suggested it at a TLC meeting a few weeks ago. Right. I don't think there was
any Let me point something out here, the difference between a van and a taxi, okay?
Yeah.
A van is only going to go like a bus, okay, like Carolyn described, which would be straight up Park Avenue, okay? Right. People take taxis because they're not going in a straight line.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. They're going from, say, 83rd in York to Barrow and 7th Avenue. Okay.
Right.
And no van and no subway and no bus is going to take them directly there. Only a taxi cab is going to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Or an illegitimate Uber will do that.
Right. The van people probably would have been riding on the bus, and then they just took a van because it's the same price. You know.
Right. So this is going to be in direct conflict with the subways and buses.
Well, that's what's weird about this bill. This bill was put forth by Danique Miller, who's like a big transit worker union guy. He was the head of the Queens Bus and Mechanics Union. You know, he's very pro-labor, and he's the one who put forth this bill on the van.
Well, perhaps it's his idea, because this is a way for a bus driver to make more money, to get off the bus and do it in a van and put money in his own pocket instead of the MTA's pocket.
Yeah, I mean,
the one thing I've noticed in the middle of all this, with which goes back to what Carolyn's saying about this Miller guy, is I see a lot of Lyft and Uber ads on the back of MTA buses, and you say, what world am I living on, where they're advertising basically to tell drivers to buy a car that will siphon money away from the MTA. And I guess it's almost like a surrender flag from them saying, listen, the city and the buses, city buses and trains are falling apart. We have to put people on vans, which they did 100 years ago, because Governor Cuomo, in his wisdom, hasn't been able to do stuff. And I also saw one last thing before I forget this, too. In the New York Post, there was a little vignette. It said, oh, you know, there's a lot of problem with these signal switches, and the trains are replacing the signal switches. And using the existing workforce, it's going to take 50 years. So we have to start looking into maybe they might want to consider bringing in some people from the outside. So here's what's happening. So apparently only union people can fix the buses and subways. So if you want to say, listen, we got to bring in 5,000 people to fix this stuff in 3 weeks because it's getting ridiculous, there might be a problem with the contract with the union, because only and the union people are just using glue, can only use glue and rubber bands right now because everything is falling apart.
Right.
But for them to do it on a big scale and fix stuff right away, apparently this whole thing with contractors and bids and bringing in non-union people, which is going to be very dicey in years to come, because Cuomo, that's his bread and butter, is the union people. I mean, that's what we like to them for governor. So I don't know where this is going to go, but it would be nice if they could find a way for the drivers of these vehicles to make money. But it's always chisel the cabbie, chisel the driver. I don't know why they have this thing where they don't want drivers to make money. It comes down to us. You want to make $2 or $3? I mean, I'll whine about the dollar difference, but in the long run, I really don't care if I'm getting a good transportation. But right. I guess somebody is propagandizing the city like it's the end of the world. If you're you see a guy with $400 sneakers crying about a $2 van ride. That's ridiculous. So go ahead, Carolyn. I'm rude. I know that. So just what are you guys concerned?
Mike, you're allowed to be rude.
I'm going to run around the block now. I'm going to give you guys the floor.
Oh, I know. No, I thought of something else. You know, there's another problem. De Blasio signed a executive order that says that 30% of city business is going to have to be given to women and minority-owned businesses. And Gail Brewer was talking about it a few months ago, and she said, yeah, I know those contracts are going to cost a lot more money for the city, but that's too bad. So that's another, you know, I can imagine what it's going to cost.
I can sign up right now. I'm a straight white guy. I guess I get a contract.
Well, yeah, if you make me your partner, you can.
There you go.
Oh, that could sound useful for something.
I'm listening.
Right. The 14th Street line. I was thinking when they shut down the 14th Street line, they don't know how long that's going to take. The company that's doing the repairs is the same company that did the 2nd Avenue subway.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really know what they're going to find, how much damage they're going to find, you know, in all the electrical work and everything. So maybe they're thinking they're going to put bands on 14th Street, you know?
Oh, my God.
Because they don't have a plan. There is no plan for what to do when the 14th Street line is down and 250,000 people are without transportation.
They don't have a plan, but they have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, and the problem is that the subways are falling apart and the buses can't move into traffic.
Right.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it seems to me adding vans will make the traffic worse. Okay?
Yeah.
And basically what they need to do is fix the subways, okay?
Right.
And make them, you know, you have more subway cars so that, you know, I imagine, I haven't been on the subway in a while, but I can imagine that, you know, there's really no room to breathe on those subway cars.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, I'm on it every day. It's pretty bad in rush hour. Sometimes you cannot get on the train. You just can't fit your body.
Yeah. Okay, I mean it's, you know, back-to-back, belly-to-belly, right?
Yeah, during rush hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what they need is more subway cars. Okay. It's like they need a constant stream of subway cars.
You know what they need? They need a bunch of engineers to come over from Moscow. I don't know if any of you have seen pictures of the Moscow subway. Stations look like the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
They're that gorgeous. The trains, and that subway system was put together by Nikita Khrushchev. He was a deep mining engineer.
Because
they started from digging from the surface, and the pits kept getting flooded because Moscow's sort of swampy. So they got the deep mining engineer, who happened to be Khrushchev, and they built the subways very, very deep. You know, like with the F train at 63rd Street, like that deep or deeper. And it's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And this was put together in the 30s, and the trains run every 60 seconds. There's no problem. And there's a countdown clock, and has been since 1937. It works perfectly.
Well,
how are they able to do that and we can't put a subway system together? I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you the reason. The reason is because nobody knows where the money goes.
Right.
Well, that's true. That was in the time of Joseph Stalin.
Okay.
I guess we have to give him credit for that.
No, I'm serious. I mean, all this money the MTA takes in from the bridges, the tunnels, the taxis, and they have their hands on other things. They have income coming in from many different sources, and they have lots of income coming in. And the question is, where are the improvements for the MTA, and why do they keep crying that they're broke? All right,
that's a good question.
And the word is that, you know, few people have access to the actual numbers and what's going on. And what you just described, Carolyn, would be a perfect fix for the MTA to have subway cars, you know, a subway train coming in. One right behind the other, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you miss one a minute later, 2 minutes later, another train comes. But no, and, I grew up riding the subways, and I imagine this hasn't changed. You miss one train, you got to wait a good 10 minutes for the next train.
Right. Okay? Now, I found myself in Moscow running to make a train, and then I realized that's really dumb. Another one's coming in 60 seconds. There's no point in running,
And also, more people per day use the
subway in Moscow than here. Even though it does shut down between, I think, 1 a.m. and maybe 5 a.m. They do close it for 2 hours.
Are you a secret Russian spy?
I'm a triple. You know? if I am, I'm going to be a triple agent. That way I can get paid three times.
Now, let me hear something very
important. Just kidding, NSA, in case you're listening.
You've
been to Moscow. That's the thing. I didn't know that. You've been to Moscow?
Yeah, I also saw a dog on the subway who waited on the platform, got on the train by itself, and like New Yorkers, nobody even blinked. He rode a couple stops, and then he got off. I don't think I ever saw
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Most dogs are smarter than most humans.
Okay, maybe he was like, he had a regular route or something. I don't know.
He went for a walk. Now, let me ask you this, Carol. The rats on the Russian subway, do they wear babushkas?
Honestly, I haven't been there in about 10 years, but I never saw any rats on their subway. Yeah. But I've seen many rats.
Well, the one thing with New York that would happen, when we had that horrible, I thought it was more like a tsunami. They say hurricane. No, it wasn't hurricane. It was a tsunami. Tsunami Sandy. We had, like, what was it? Which is the gift that keeps on giving if you're in the MTA. The one thing with Hurricane Sandy, it killed all the rats because the water came into the subway from all sides and it drowned millions of rats one shot. We really didn't have rats. Yes, that's what they said. We didn't have rats in the subway for about 2 years. And I'm just wondering if these guys who are they like killing the rats down there with this poison or feeding the rats? I'm guessing they're feeding rats because now the rats are back and the rats are back and bigger than ever. And now you have like the Darwin rat who has survived Sandy and survived poison. Yeah. And now it's a super rat that can just like, you know, you've like just purged all the slow learners who drowned. Now you have like an Olympic swimming rat who can eat poison. On the subway.
We've got to get some cats down there, I think. That's the answer.
I just thought
of the perfect solution for the subway, the Uber way.
Yeah.
Okay. where you put all of their vehicles down on the subway tracks.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. And let them just rush through the subways with the rats.
Right.
Okay. And pick up all of the passengers and be able to surge price them at rush hour.
Yeah,
They spend the $2.75 to get down into the subway, and then another $15 to get on one of those cars.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
I'm with it. And this is like a think tank.
All right, this is the Mike and Abe show and Carol in the comedy section of the show.
Okay. Well, thank you for notifying the people that with comedy. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't know.
Yeah. 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 So listen, Mike, and Carolyn, I have some great news. We have a brand new advertiser. Well, not a new advertiser, but a brand new ad from a faithful advertiser on NYC Taxi News from the MTBOT has a beautiful ad that they just put up on the site. Okay, they want you to lease a yellow taxi cab from an MTBOT operator. And why? Because for free, you get defensive driving and wave training course instruction. And for free, you get online TLC application and renewal processing. And for free, you get legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic, and Criminal Court. And for free, you get experienced MTBOT staff members to work directly with the drivers. So check out their new ad on NYC Taxi News and give them a call. And to become an MTBOT yellow taxi driver. Mike?
Right. I'm reading it right now. It says, ask for Kanchan Das.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, with
that's
his phone number.
That's the name of the person. 718-784-4343.
Yeah.
Kanchan.
Oh, okay, and Mike. That's the guy's name, or the person's name.
And Mike, you got your guy a checker, right?
Oh, yes. I have the checker people that I've been happily working for years, and their number is 718-361-6300. I mean, we're so basically, just make it happen. That's their slogan. So Checker is located in Long Island City. So they're at 11-05 38th Avenue, for those who haven't gone to page one of the website yet. And their phone number is 718-361-6300. Now, Checker does have, in fact, very good summer specials. They have cheap night rates, where you get a quality car for a cheap price. You can get weeklies, where if you say, oh, my God, my phone bill's due, you can just knock it out for a week of cab driving. And first of all, I want to thank Abe and Carolyn for keeping this together as medallion people, because for it must be horrible to work your whole life saving and scrimping for a taxi medallion, then all of a sudden seeing it stripped away by, in my opinion, some charlatans who haven't even lived in the city, swoop down, and the people who were supposed to protect us at the taxi commission aren't doing anything. I'm just wondering if they should maybe dissolve the taxi commission, I have no reason right now to understand why they exist. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny that you would say that, because I watched a lot of city council hearings in the last couple of years. I've been to some of them. And every agency, interest group, whoever goes down there, asks for more money. Everyone.
Right.
This time during the budget hearings, which I think were in March, the TLC right. had no new needs for funding. That's amazing
really?
To me. Yeah, and they also, their budget is actually smaller now. I think it's around $50 million instead of like $70 million. But it's because they took away the 30 cents. Like they're not running it in and out of there anymore, I think. I think it's just like an accounting thing. I'm not 100%
right.
sure on this. But and then they evidently lost a lot of inspectors. And I don't know what kind of inspectors. I think they lost 80 inspectors. I'm not sure if they're replacing them or not. I don't know. I just got a very strange feeling because I've never seen a bureaucracy that didn't want to grow. You know, they moved
that's
to the Fauci building, you know, and they can process 300 drivers a day now. And, like, why wouldn't they be asking for more money, especially for enforcement? Don't you think that would be a good thing, guys, if they had more money
well,
for
the
enforcement?
Well, the enforcement people could make their own money if they just enforced.
Right.
Okay,
they don't
need a budget for that. Just go out and write some of these summonses that need to be written on these Uber cars that are picking up.
You know,
off the street.
I've been told
okay.
that they don't keep
yeah.
that money. I was told that by a city council person's office that they collect the money and the money
well,
goes
somebody,
to the city. It doesn't really go to the or stay in the TLC.
Well, then the city can use that money
yeah.
any way they like,
yeah.
and if they see a need to use it, the TLC fine. Let me just give a shout out to WB Taxi, who has a new ad on the site, okay? And check out his weekly special of $10.99. That's not a $10.99 form. That's $1,099 to pay weekly, okay? For a nice one of their nice taxi cabs, okay?
Right.
And they're at 3511 43rd Avenue in Long Island City. Phone number 718-729-7777. And out in Brooklyn, we have King Brokerage, who says purchase a new NV200 Wave and earn $35,000 in bonuses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And be your own boss, okay? They're on
yeah,
5th
right.
Avenue,
yes.
6814 5th Avenue in Brooklyn, okay? Mm-hmm. 718-833-8110. And after you make all of this money, you need to pay your taxes. And Tony Tax is waiting for you. Taxi CPA, 718-413-6126. He's a great accountant, and he'll take care of all your taxes. And all of these ads can be seen on our new look front page on NYC Taxi News.
That is,
so
it is
check
a new
it
look,
out.
That's for sure.
Check it out. Okay,
yeah.
Check it out. Okay, so where else are we going with the show today? We got any topics we didn't cover?
Let me just do one real quick. Terminal 5 at JFK is a complete disaster. They're construction, again with the construction, so they have some security guards standing by the yellow cab dispatch and it's allegedly to shoo away the hustlers who are stealing passengers. Now, when someone gets off the plane at Terminal 5, they literally have to walk about a quarter of a mile, and I'm not being sarcastic, about a quarter of a mile to get a yellow cab, but right downstairs is this nest of bogus Uber cars, because they're not legitimate Uber cars, because the Uber cars are dispatched from a lot. And these cars come in, and I see now the new thing is Pennsylvania plates on black SUVs and black Camrys, where they cover up the bottom and the top where it says Pennsylvania, and they're making believe like it's a complete mishmash at Terminal 5. And I think in a strange way, it's helping us, because people are so disgusted with these weirdos that they gleefully get back in the yellow cab. So we'll see how that works out. But Terminal 5 at JFK, I don't know who's running the show.
Okay, what we need is some enforcement at Terminal 5 JFK.
Please,
okay,
please.
And there's plenty of money for the city of New York to be made at Terminal 5 JFK. Just hand out a couple of $3,000 or $4,000 summonses,
right,
or make some arrests of these criminals who are operating illegally and putting the public at danger.
Exactly.
Okay?
I like that.
Right? Okay.
Can I ask you guys why are pedicabs
yeah.
parked in the hack stands in front of Penn Station and the Plaza Hotel? And
I
why nobody
that.
Ever makes the move?
Well, if I see one of those pedicabs, I'm going to move it myself.
that would be hard, right?
they're not very heavy, okay? You know, just take them and put them in the middle of the road and park your taxi.
You know, there's fine since they get $5 a minute. Do you think anybody really pays that?
Yeah. No. Well, maybe some suckers do, okay? Yeah. You know, some foolish people, all right? But if they're parked in a taxi stand and it's a taxis only, just take them and remove them, physically remove them, okay? Put them out in the street, okay? And right. and just park your taxi, okay?
Yeah.
That's my advice.
This is a very strange election coming up. I'm just wondering how de Blasio is going to be elected. This is going to be a very weird year.
Yeah, well, he's got some competition, you know, stirring around, okay? Who was that? Sal Albanese was on the Taxi Dave show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they got a Sal Albanese, and then they got a postcard in the mail that said, Massey! And I was like, who's Massey? So he's like an independent guy. So we got Sal Albanese.
Right, he's the real estate guy, Massey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So I don't know anything about that person.
And then you've got Nicole Meliotakis, who's a young woman. She's half Greek. She's half Cuban. And I met her. She told me she voted against the TNC bill.
Which you did.
Yeah, which means I'm voting for her if she's running.
Oh, okay. You know, it's amazing. That's what we should start thinking is, like, we have thousands of cabbies who are being affected by this mess. And even the Uber guys and gals.
Right.
So at what point do we say, listen, we have 100,000 people with their families, the majority of whom live in New York City. When do we become a voting block? I mean, why do we constantly rely on people who are destroying us instead of just circling the wagon and say, that's enough. Let's start voting people in. Let's start voting people out. Because you get Uber drivers, yellow cab drivers, limo guys, gals, black car drivers, and also their families. So if you have 100,000 physical drivers and their families and friends they talk to, it's got to be at least 600,000 people, of which 400,000 are probably eligible to vote in New York City. What's the problem? I mean, why aren't we? And that's a big chunk of votes and people we talk to in the cars every day. And but like I said, that's why I hate the solid partition. I think that's a George Orwell move to keep us from talking to passengers. So we got to start circling the wagons and do what all the other elected officials in that city do, and just build a foundation, a groundswell of political activity within our own ranks, because apparently that's the only thing that works in the city. If you say, please, please, this is right, this is wrong, it's like you're just treated like a stepchild. But if we have a physical groundswell of legitimate political base, I think that's the way to go moving forward, because nothing else has worked. I mean, being nice and testifying at meetings apparently falls on deaf ears, because you're up against billions of dollars and in political campaign contributions, and they look at your base. They look at your base. And right now, I think we're baseless.
I think, and that's what de Blasio is doing. He's shoring up his base. I mean, I don't think there's any teachers who aren't going to vote for him, or people who, you know, benefit from any of the programs that he's put forth the past few years. I don't know. I don't think maybe we don't have enough of a base. I don't know. I nominate you, Mike. I'll sign the petition.
I'll think about it.
Nominate me.
Okay.
Nominate me. I'll move back.
All
right.
Okay.
I'd love to be mayor for a week.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I nominate A for carpetbagger.
All right. Listen. Listen, let me just say, I made a mistake. I don't think Sal Albanese was on the Taxi Dave show, but he is running for mayor. Okay.
Right. Bo Dietl also is running. Maybe.
Yeah, Bo Dietl. That's an interesting call, Bo Dietl. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's very Giuliani-ish.
Yeah.
You know, obey the law. Obey the law or change the law.
Right.
Okay. And you know, as much as I disliked Giuliani while he was in office, I believe that he would have been a better person for us over the last few years with Uber and their disruptive law breaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so let's just leave it at that. Okay, listen, Carolyn, I want to thank you for being on the show, and Mike, you know, she's always great to have along, and she keeps you talking.
She does. Yes.
It's hard for me to get a word in, but that's okay. I'll just to be the host.
I didn't notice either of you ever having any difficulty with talking.
I didn't know you were on the phone.
No, I'm here. In fact, I was able to actually get up and do a couple of things without the earphones on. Okay, uh-huh. While you guys kept talking, I'll have to hear what you said. You didn't even know I was away. Okay. But Carolyn, thank you for being on the show. And you're always invited to come on anytime because you always come with a great deal of information, you know, that me and Mike sort of like don't concentrate on. Okay, so just
it's a multi-headed monster and that nobody really understands completely. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, right. Well, you give good input to the show. Okay, and you're invited to come on anytime. You can come on every week if you like, but you know, I know you have other things to do in your life, so whatever.
We'll see. Interesting happens at this symposium that's to be held on Tuesday.
Yeah, right. I want to hear. Oh, now it's on Tuesday.
Evidently, a lot of academics are taking part, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
So if you get any, information, yeah. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, perhaps you can come on next week and tell us about the symposium.
Okay.
Well, and who's taking part in that symposium? I know you
Matthew
said Matt
Dodge is involved,
right?
And I think there are some academics. It's actually City University who's sponsoring it.
Yeah.
But I don't know all the details, and I'm not going to be on any of the panels because I have to.
But you do know that they're going to discuss the taxi dilemma, right? And try to come up with some reasonable solutions.
I hope so.
Is that correct? Well, we hope so. Okay. So thanks, everybody, for listening to the Mike and Abe Show.
Yes.
And we're going to say goodbye now. Goodbye.
Okay.
Mike, say goodbye.
Bye, world. Goodbye, Carolyn.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you next
week.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.